views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week with Artie and Sky Siegel. We are the dynamic duo, and I'm in Rhode Island, and Sky is in New Jersey.
What? I'm so missing that beautiful place where you're at.
Oh, let me tell you something. I mean, Rhode Island, I want to own a home out here. It's so beautiful. I swear to God. You know, I've never been here during the summertime. And, you know, I was only supposed to be here one day and it extended, or, you know, one night and it extended to three nights. And I just don't want to leave. And also with everyone here that is so, so incredibly nice, and everyone's been asking me to stay. And it's a warm feeling. And the beaches of Rhode Island, I never realized it. When I tell you the water is aqua and blue. It is aqua and blue. And also last night I was on at this restaurant right on the beach, and you know, I'm sitting in the back of the restaurant, which is literally right on the water, and I'm seeing the beautiful shine from the moon onto the ocean, and it looked like the Love Boat type of situation.
Yeah.
And it's just stunning. It is just absolutely stunning out here. And
you know something, I got to interrupt you for 1 second. I got to tell the audience the adorable text that you sent me. Folks, he says to me, I feel like I'm in a Norman Rockwell picture. I thought that was so amazing. I think that was the best way you could have described the beauty that surrounded you. And for me to understand and capture the lovingness of the people and the acceptance of the people there. Because if anybody's familiar with Norman Rockwell, those were pictures that he painted in the 40s, I think it was the late 40s and early 50s, and a time when civilization was more accepting and loving of each other, and people meant something to each other, and neighborhoods were not just people living together, but they were people who were concerned about each other. And that really sums it up beautifully, Artie.
Yeah, that's, well, listen, your words, you know, they say a picture says 1,000 words, and I chose the picture, you chose the words, and it was beautiful. And that's exactly the feeling. I got to tell you, you know, last night I was about to go to Foxwoods after having a beautiful day. And when I tell you, I was literally 1.5 minutes away from the casino, my tire clipped a cement median, and I didn't even see because it was pitch black right where I was, and I got a flat tire. So I managed to get myself, thank God there was a mobile station right there, the mobile and the Burger King right there. So I parked it over in a safe spot, and I called up AAA. They were very nice. And while I was waiting for AAA, now mind you, while I was waiting for AAA, I said, you know what, let me just see if I could start to do it. And I surprised myself that I could actually change a tire, because the Sonata that I have, they have it all set up where it's so easy to do. It was incredible. But while I was waiting for AAA, all of a sudden, like four other people came up to me and says, can I help you out? Can I help you out? Do you need any help? And I just felt like I was
like
in heaven.
Church, right?
You know, it was like after 9-1-1 when everybody was wanting to help out with each other and talk to each other. And I just felt, seriously, I literally felt so much love. And and Charity, when I was talking to her on the phone, she felt pity for me. And yet, even though I got the flat tire, you know, granted, I had those little donuts in the back, but it helped me out in a pinch. And I was able to change it. AAA got there very quickly. And, I mean, it was just one nice person after another. But lo and behold, I said, there's no way I am going to the casino under these circumstances. So I just, after I changed the tire, I didn't go in the casino. I just turned around and went home. Not home, but to the hotel. And it just turned out to be a wonderful night. And then this morning, I went to have a little breakfast. And after that, I went to this wonderful tire shop. It's called the Redstone Tire Shop, right outside of Westerly, right on the borderline. And those people were nicer than nice, and they changed my tire. The price was extremely reasonable, and they just changed everything for me, like in no time flat, and even put the donut back in the car while I was hanging out in the office talking to the lady, you know, the mechanic. He put everything together. I didn't have to do anything, and it was like boom, 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 boom. And so there I was, back on my merry way, and it's just I love this place. I really do. It's like, you know, it sounds like too good to be true, but or that I'm over exaggerating it, and I'm not 1 ounce. It's just, you know, it's funny because when I came here during the winter time / fall time with Charity. You know, Charity's my wife. I don't want people to think that I'm here for a benefit. But, yeah, when I came here to do some really good deeds, you know, but when I came out here during the fall and winter time, they kept saying, you know, you have to come here during the summertime because it's a whole nother beauty. And I, you know, I'm here this weekend, and it is a different kind of beauty. And just, I'm just exhausted on one beautiful thought, feeling after another about this place. It's just,
that's wonderful. And you know something, it also brings up your ability to channel, and it also brings up your ability to connect with the souls of the people who are there. And I'm sure, I'm so positive that you are just so in tune with everyone. Being a medium and a psychic is at your caliber, I'm sure that you were getting messages like all over the place, because you know those are the type of people who are genuine, and they don't do things because they want their neighbors to see. They do it out of the love of their heart. They do it from sheer love or from sheer responsibility that their neighbors need help or somebody is in distress. Which you don't really find that much in populated areas the way where we live, unfortunately. So I could very well understand, and I can really be very happy for you that you are not only treated so well, but that I feel as though your gift has grown as anybody's gift would grow in those circumstances, because there is no negativity. It's all positive, and our souls feed on that positive, especially when you're a medium and you're a psychic. Don't you agree with that?
Well, yes, very much so. And also when you're right by the water, there's something about being right on the water that enhances your abilities intuitively. And have you noticed a huge difference whenever you're by the water?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah, there's no, it's like a night and day difference. You know, I did a reading for this one family one time. This is going back, you know, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 5-7 years ago. And their house was literally right on the water. And I wasn't really nervous, but I was just saying to myself, God, you know, because there was like 12 people in a room, and they were all like in a half moon circle, 12, 14 people in a room. And they all wanted to talk to, you know, one gentleman, which one was the husband, the father, the grandfather, you know. And what was beautiful is that like within the first 5 minutes, I felt very comfortable because the messages were very loud and clear. And, you know, if you look right behind me, when I was in their home, they have nothing but all glass in the back of their home. And then you have the bay, the ocean, whatever. And the messages were so specific. And I had something specific to give to each person in the room that they could relate to their, you know, again, father, uncle, grandfather, whatever. And it really was. It was a beautiful experience. And, you know, Edgar Casey, you know, who was like the Nostradamus of our time, he passed in the late 1950s. And he had two places to choose from where he was going to open up his center. And one was in Virginia Beach, was one of them, because he found that to be one of the most spiritual places. Or it was going to be Arizona. And he chose, because Arizona has all the vortexes. And he chose Virginia Beach because of being right on the ocean. And I don't know if there's vortexes in Virginia Beach, but he said he specifically chose that spot because of the spirituality of the energy that he was able to draw from it. And, you know, so yeah, so if you're a medium or a psychic and, you know, you want to enhance your abilities, it would definitely benefit you to be right by the water to enhance your ability and to train or whatever. It really does. Nature is amazing. It really is.
Oh, yes. This is, you know, people don't realize, but we do absorb so much from nature because that is our grounding force. That's where we've come from. Even though, you know, we have all stories where, you know, God put us here, but yes, he did. But he also put us here knowing that every single thing in nature is going to benefit us one way or the other, including medications, including your spiritual abilities, including your being able to ground yourself in times when you have a lot of turmoil in your life. So yes, being by the waters or even being in a forest, the absolute grandeur of those areas that were given to us by our Creator is the most healthiest for our souls.
Right. I also find that, you know, when I have to do readings on the phone, you know, if I'm not near my home office or at home myself, what I like to do is I like to go to a park. Like if I can't be right by the water, I like to go right by where there's lots and lots of trees. And when I'm embraced in nature, again, that allows my abilities just to go into la-la land. And literally, the voices in my head have been definitely more tuned, stronger, and easier to read people. And like I said, it just I'm just so, so blown away that I feel so blessed, as I'm sure you do too, Sky, to have such a gift and having the ability to be able to do these wonderful blessings on behalf of God to help out everybody else. And I feel very honored to be in that position. And I said to Charity, I know we have to go for a break soon too. I said to Charity, I said, you know, I feel so lucky that I'm away on vacation and then I can make a few dollars at the same time because, you know, people call you up on the phone and boom, I'm right there. Hold on a second, Sky, because right now we have to go to a commercial break. So hang on, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
We carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Buddy, you're with Artie and Sky, and we are Angels and Answers. This week's topic, what we want to talk about, but you want to know something before we go to the topic. If there's, hey, Scott, do you want to tell everybody our phone number so that they could call in?
I didn't want to interrupt you. I want you to finish your thought. But guys, if you'd like to have a mini reading over the phone now during the show, we would love to read you. Our number to contact us will be 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to have a one-on-one reading with myself or Artie, my personal number is 908-500-1474. And Artie's number is 877-ANGELS-02. That's ANGELS-02. So, and I want you to know, folks, that we are just as accurate over the telephone as we are face-to-face. So you have no worries about that. And we would be more than happy to reach out to you and to help you with things that are distressing you at this point in life, to guide you on the right path, as we have done for so many other wonderful people. Now, I know that Artie has amazing YouTube videos out there, which are very beneficial, and I really suggest that you watch them. They're loaded with great information, wonderful affirmations, and a lot of things that can help you in your everyday life. So it's very beneficial that you watch them. And of course, he has his webpage. Artie, I'm not too sure what the letters of your webpage are. Is it Artie on the Move?
You can just, no, my email address is artiehoffman@gmail.com.
Okay. So I guess you heard that, guys. So it's really good that you go onto his webpage. And mine is skyofangels.com if you'd like to see my webpage. And I believe it's almost ready. Sorry for the delay, folks. We had a few little glitches in there, but we are on the right track now. And we're looking forward to meeting new friends and continue our journey through life that God's put us with to help all of you. So give us a call and we'll be very happy to to get delve in and help you with your problems. And again, the stage, the radio station number is 800-930-2819, and everybody can get a little taste of what we can do for you, even over a radio. So pick up those phones, guys, and give us a call in.
And if you want to just call in to add to our conversation, you're more than welcome to do that too. Or if you want to talk about any experiences that you might have had already with Sky, if you want to express any testimonials on behalf of Sky or myself, feel free. People are always interested in listening to stories. And also, this is a place where you could feel safe, where you could discuss all your crazy and unusual stories spiritually that you're afraid that your friends or family or people might think you're weird. We don't think you're weird because you're one of us. And so you kind of fit right in. So we want to hear all your unusual, unique spiritual stories, or how you were visited, or how you saw the car lift off the ground, and how the cabinets were opening and closing, and you know, so all that cool stuff. And you want to know something. And Sky, I'm pretty sure you might have told me that you've experienced this before yourself, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you take a picture of somebody, and even though you're taking a picture of whatever you're taking a picture of, all of a sudden there's another face that appears that wasn't physically in the picture, and you could see them in the background.
Yes.
Of the spirit, whoever is closest to you or whatever, and you literally will see a spirit within inside the picture. And I know for a fact that somebody's saying right now, oh yes, that has happened. I'm seeing in my mind somebody getting very excited by what I just said. So
you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I have a repertoire of about 400 pictures that were taken just in my home.
Wow.
Yes, that I've got with different people in it. Some I know, some I didn't even know. And it was funny because they were taken at about 4:30 in the morning, just before sunrise, and my son took them because we knew we had a lot of spiritual activity in the house. So in order to validate that, I and him went around the house taking pictures at 4:30 in the morning, and what we saw become developed was absolutely mind-blowing. And we would absolutely love to hear your stories, guys, because they're very important to us. And also, Artie, I just wanted to say something along the lines of what you were speaking about before. I had gone to see yesterday a mutual friend of ours to pick something up. And as soon as I got in, Tony said to me, oh, I'm scared, Sky, you're not going to read. I says, no, don't worry. I'm not going to be picking your brain. We have a code of ethics that we live by. Unless you ask us, you know, for a reading, we don't go ahead and invade your privacy.
Right.
So, and then, you know, we did our business. We spoke a while. We laughed and joked. And they live in the most amazing place you ever want to know. It's almost like what you described in the Norman Rockwell picture. They've got, they're on the bay, they have a gorgeous boat. And when her husband came home, he said, Sky, can I ask you a question? I said, of course, anything. He says, do you feel any male energies around? Do you feel anybody around here? I says, well, actually, Tony told me that when she saw me, she was a little afraid, so I kept my mouth shut. But being as how you're asking me, I said, you know, I feel a father figure, a male energy around the house. And I went on to tell him a few things. Well, he was blown away, absolutely blown away. And in fact, what happened was I said, well, it's your dad. And he says, the boat looks great. It was disgusting. It was a mess. Thanks for cleaning it up. And he was like, oh my God. He says, yeah, you're right. I just cleaned the boat the other day with the girls. I said, well, he wants to tell you. He's thrilled about it.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that a lot of people are very disappointed that when, you know, wonderful things are happening in their life and they don't realize that our loved ones who have passed away are literally experiencing whatever it is that we're experiencing in life. Like they're taking notice. So like when you do get married, when you do get a new house or have a child or there's an important event, and you know, a lot of people feel very sad because they feel like, oh, you know, he or she's not here and I feel really sad that they're not here to experience it. Actually, they are. What the sadness is in reality is that we're not able to physically talk to them about it in the way that we're used to. And that's the big difference. It's not that they can't experience it or see it, because a lot of times, you know, when somebody's pregnant and I let them know that, and I said, no, actually, you know, I said, your mom is like thrilled with the fact that you're pregnant. She says, but she's not here. I said, no, she's actually holding your child right now as we speak. Right. And then of course that wallows up. And then I said, and it's a baby girl and blah, blah, blah. You know, this is when I was giving a reading not too long ago. And so she was just like, oh, that's so sweet and stuff. So.
Yes, you're right. People don't realize that our loved ones are around us continually. And then he went on to saying, but isn't he with my mom and isn't he with my brother? Well, those are the kinds of things that we have to wait to be explained to us when we get on the other side. However, we do have a pretty good interpretation of what we've been told through speaking with spirit for so many years. And it's that the spirit can divide itself, yet be one. So, you know, you might think that your loved one is only with your father or your sister or brother, but in essence, that spirit is also with you too. So they get to see the broader picture. They get to see everybody at the same time. And then sometimes they'll stay in one place for a while if they feel that you need help, and they'll try to encourage you, but they'll never try to take away your
moment.
Your
moment. Hey, Sky, right now we got to go for a break. So we're going to we have a couple of callers online, which we're going to take. So everyone stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You are with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. And right now, our topic this week is going to be talking about what's the difference between being religious and being spiritual, because they really are, they're not always separate, but they are separate. So it's a matter, if you're going to be religious, it is important to be also connected to spirituality. But then again, there's a lot of people who are very spiritual and not religious, which is how me and Sky are more like. But it's being spiritual that's the most important. Religion is supposed to be a bridge to get you to be spiritual. And Deepak said that religion is other people's experiences and spirituality is your own. And so right now we have a wonderful caller online, and her name is Carol. And so
from
Carol,
Brooklyn, New York.
From Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, baby.
Good old USA. Hey, Sky, I never realized how really deep your accent, New York accent is until I'm listening to it now.
I know, right? Nobody does.
Seriously. I mean, I'm with you and I hear you a lot, but for some reason over the air, it's like, I don't know. You're a true New Yorker.
I certainly am, sweetheart.
Miss Brooklyn herself. All right, Carol, how are you, honey?
Hi, how are you, Artie? Hi, Sky.
Hi.
I'm visiting Brooklyn, so that's why I said Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So same here.
Visiting Brooklyn in your mind or physically?
Physically.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. All right.
Yes. You know, I wanted to say hello, and you're talking about religion and spirituality. This is a Lotus friend, Carol. I was just at Lilydale.
Oh, hi, Carol. I know which Carol you are now.
How'd you like it, Carol?
I liked it very much. And, you know, it is. Spiritual, I think it's just knowing that we're connected to everything.
You're right.
And that everybody has their path, and it's more loving-based and compassionate.
Yes.
And we let go of the ego.
Carol,
you want to like all fly together.
Carol, I just want to say something to you because I'm looking at the angel cards, listening to your voice. And what I'm getting is, and I know that you're a very open and loving person, but yet there's still more for you to be more forgiving about the people around you or about your past. And what I'm getting is the more flexible you are with going with the flow with what life has to offer you, or going with the flow as far as dealing with certain personalities and not letting anyone get the best of you, the angels are literally telling me that all your dreams are going to come true. So even though you do have a, you know, an easy passe kind of personality, like, you know, very easygoing, but yet there's still resentment with inside you that I still feel like you still need to let go more and not be afraid to just go after what it is you want. And sometimes what I'm saying is be a little more radical in your moves and don't feel like you have to play conservative with life. I feel like the more open you are with life, the more life is going to be bringing you. So don't play conservative ball. Go all out for it. And this is exactly what the angels are telling me.
I'd like to add to that, Carol, if I may. I feel as though Audie's 100% right. But I feel that you need a little bit more balance in your life. You know what I mean? And I feel that empathy is not exactly first and foremost within your personality. I know it's there, but I feel as though you use it in situations rather than to keep it open. And I do understand that.
Okay.
And as far as friendship goes,
I understand.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, she said she understands.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. I also need you to understand that a friend always comes into your life for a reason, all right? And to pay strict attention to that, because I do feel that you're a little bit picky and choosy, and you don't have that balance yet in how to judge who your friends are and who your acquaintances are. And that's a little bit, I think it's playing on you a little. I think that you've been hurt. I think that you have a great sense of imagination. And I really think that you have a great sense of artistic beauty within you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, artsy, craftsy. There's just a beautiful sense about you of an artistic way of thinking, an artistic mind. Can you relate to that?
You guys are right on spot.
You know, it's right very, you know, it's
everything you said.
It's very important. It's very important that you allow yourself to be connected to a group of people where you do have a common bond interest, and not feeling like you always have to be alone. Being alone is your comfort zone, but yet it's not going to get you exactly where you want to be. And it's like you're under very guarded circumstances of how you choose to share yourself, rather than just trying to manifest more personal friendships. It's like you do what you do for others, which is great, but at the same token, you share it only under certain circumstances. You're not as open as you think or as you would like to be. And I think that's very important. I feel like it's very, very important that you do stretch yourself a little bit and try to find a common bond with other people that you have something else, you know, where you guys have something in common with. And I really feel like your life is going to really escalate. I really do. You have a lot of beautiful gifts to offer people, and you're a very, very humble person. And anyone who is your close friend, I feel, is very lucky. But you're under very guarded circumstances, so you gotta, I don't know, maybe take up drinking a little bit and loosen up.
You know something, I'm feeling as though, Carol, that you need to have a little bit more acceptance, though, within your relationships. I know that you are kind of drawn to people who serve your better good or your highest good. But acceptance in a relationship is key for you. And you may be having or running into a situation where you're not accepting as readily as you should be. Yeah, this doesn't have to be romantic. It could be all circumstances.
It's family.
Related, friendship related, love related. Mm-hmm. But there is coming up, if you're not experiencing right now, which I think that you are, that you need to accept a little bit more.
Okay.
You want to know something? Like I said before, anyone who has you as a close friend, you are a very loving, caring, sharing person. You are. You're as easy as pudding pie, as sweet as pudding pie when you're a friend. It's just getting to the point of allowing yourself to manifest more friendships. And for everything that you've done for myself, as far as all the cute little gifts and the cards and stuff, you know, that's just, you're just a sweet, sweet person for being so kind and thoughtful to me. I really, really do appreciate your love and your kindness and your thoughtfulness. And, you know, we should have a lot more friendships like that, you know, around the country, around the world. And so you have a lot of great qualities. So, like I said,
just don't be afraid to show them.
Yeah, don't be afraid to show them. And don't feel like you have to overly try to gain anybody's friendship or anybody's acceptance. Just simply be yourself and allow yourself to receive and feel comfortable receiving, not where you're the one that always has to be the giver.
Right. Carol, did I meet you at the Mind Body?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, now I know who you are. Yes. You are a dear, dear person. Oh, it was such a pleasure meeting you there. You were just a joy. Thank you. It was a great opportunity for me. And yes, well,
it's
right.
Always, you know, it's an honor.
What?
It's an honor to meet both of you.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
And that goes for us too. Mm-hmm.
You want to know something? If
you
started,
guys are phenomenal.
I feel like that if you go to any place where there's like any kind of motivational speaking, I really feel like that would also motivate you to want to do more and will open you up more, because I really do feel like you have a thirst for knowledge.
Yes, very much so. And I also feel like you're not getting fulfilled in that department right now. I feel like you're still searching.
It's in the process.
Great.
You know, it's in the process. That's the part of the reason why I'm in New York right now. So that's a good thing. So you guys are just so, beautiful readers. The messages you give are so loving and kind. And it's just exactly what your clients, you know, that's where their heartfelt desires are met. And you two are amazing. And for the audience that's listening, these guys are the real deal. They're honest and loving, compassionate, all the good things. So you guys are goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I don't think
hey, Sky.
You could ever give us such a lovely compliment. Thank
hey,
you.
Sky.
Yes, love.
When the show's over, can you please send her a check? No, this has not been a paid. This has not been a paid testimonial.
It's an honest
hey,
one.
Hey, listen, you just tell us how much you want.
That's right.
Marty will be happy to say it to the bottom of my check.
That's right. Hey, listen, Cal, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for your kind words and your beautiful energy.
Thank you so much, Carol, and may God bless you in your endeavors in New York, and may it all come out in your favor.
And it will. It will.
And thank you for about the spirit photography when you guys are talking about that, because I'm in the process of doing a book about spirit photography, so thank you for that.
That is awesome. That is really cool. You're going to meet a lot of people that way. All right, guys, we got to go to a commercial break.
Take care, Carol.
Take care, guys.
Take care. All right, everybody, stick around, and you're going to get more of Vardy and Sky stuff in just a moment. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break. Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I've made your reservation. Don't
tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. We are the dynamic duo.
Yes, we are.
Hey, Sky, from, you know, we all have our different perspectives about religion and about spirituality. Do you want to share your thought process or your experiences or, you know, about the difference of being spiritual and being religious.
Absolutely. You know, I feel as though religion makes you dependent and spirituality makes you independent. You know, because when you're a person who's religious, you know, they make you feel as though when you go to church and your face is seen around, then you're worthy. But spirituality, you don't need that because you're of an independent happiness.
Right.
And happiness is always found inside ourselves.
Yeah, there are many limits, many limitations when you're dealing with lots of religions, many rules, many limitations, much guilt, much control, where spirituality is literally boundless and effortless and unconditional. And that's what spirituality is supposed to be about, where religion is extremely judgmental and spirituality is very non-judgmental. And that's the way it was supposed to be. And the person who really had it right, there were many people who had it right, but the person who helped us really see things, I feel, who really made a huge difference in life was John Lennon. They were always ahead of the times in their ways of expression. And, you know, the song Imagine says it all, you know.
Absolutely, I agree.
You know, imagine.
Because he realized that divinity is in us. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, of course.
That's why we're always worthy of it, where religion comes and separates that. And we're only worthy in the eyes of the people who go to church. We're only worthy at that time when we're seen. You know? And that divinity is always inside of us, and we're always worthy.
You know, it is very important, you know, again, when you go to church or you go to temple or wherever it may be, it is very important to donate to help the system, to help that cause to stay alive. It takes money. It's a reality. But a lot of times the priest or your clergyman will say, you know, if you don't donate X amount of dollars, you can't go to the schools, you can't go to the church, we can't marry you, can't do this if you don't donate a certain amount. Basically, what they're saying is they're saying that they're charging you, and without saying charging you, but it's a charge, it's not a donation. A donation is when it's within your heart and you're sharing what you feel you could afford to give. And, you know, like I said, you know, and the funny thing is, it's like, you know, they say money's the root to all evil, and they put a lot of stigmatization about being greedy and stuff. But yet these are the places that will have their hands out. Please give, 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 give more. And certain religions want you to give up all your earthly possessions and give it all to them and stuff. And to tell you the truth, a lot of the people who are these leaders end up using it for their own personal gains, rather than actually doing the right thing. I'm not saying they're all like that, but there are a good percentage of them that are.
99.9. And I also want to bring out another point about religion. You know, religion always makes you feel like you have to be punished. And spirituality only applies to karma.
Exactly. That's very well put. That's very well said.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? You know, and also, religion says that if we don't obey certain rules, that there's punishments behind that.
And
whereas
God,
spirituality lets us understand that every action has a reaction.
That,
you know,
again, very well said. And God is extremely forgiving. He is not a vengeful God. He is not an angry God. And he is a very forgiving, loving soul, spirit. And so what Sky was saying is that, you know, in spirituality, there's karma. So when you do something, say, maybe it's of, let's just say for argument's sake, say it is of a lesser or of a negativity, it's not that God is punishing you. It's the law of the universe that's just balancing out all your actions. And when there's certain, and excuse me for saying this, certain punishments. I won't say it's punishments, but a lot of times life will happen where they are, life is corralling you to go in a particular direction. And not that you have to go in that direction, even though it's where you belong, but when you stop out of, when you step out of the area where you don't belong, you're going to feel pain. And it's not God punishing you. It's just that when you've experienced enough pain, that hopefully you will still end up going in the direction where you belong. And that's what the intention is of dealing with certain emotional pains. And so it's about making healthier choices or making good on whatever past crap that you've created in your past. And so now you have to try to make things right so that, you know, you could have a healthy and a quality life. Sometimes it takes minutes or hours or days, and other times it takes months and years. It depends on that contract or that experience that you have between you and the spirit, you know?
It's true. And don't forget, like what you said, and what I said as well, if you're not following your religious beliefs to a T, yes, you are not going to reach heaven. You are being punished. So in other words, if I don't go to confession on Saturday, and if I eat meat on Friday, and I don't go to church on Sunday, I am stepping all over my religion. And how the heck could you expect God to let you into heaven? So it is absolutely a punishment if you're not following directly and observing to the letter everything that's put in front of you in a religious fashion.
You know, it was really funny, Sky. I remember you and I were joking about this a few months back. Okay. Brian, our wild and crazy producer, said we have 3 minutes. But you and I were discussing a situation before that, you know, here there's a, you know, it's a comical situation where there's a guy, you know, sitting in hell, and, you know, you are talking to him, and you say, what did you do to come here? And he said, well, I ended up killing a family. I killed 4 people. And what did you do? I ate meat on Friday. Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, you know? It's so bizarre that one crime could be equal to another. And what is there? Stages in heaven? Are there floors that we go on? Oh, you ate meat on Friday and didn't go to confession on Saturday. That means you're on floor 19. And the guy next to you committed a murder and wiped out the whole family, and he's on floor 17?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
It's like Chutes and Ladders. Uh-oh, you're right. Sliding down. You were doing really good, and now you're sliding back down.
Exactly.
Life is always filled with challenges, all right? And it's a fact of life. You're always going to be challenged, whether it be about money, whether it be about being promiscuous, whether it be about going to church, not going to church, helping out your fellow man. There's always challenges. And it's not that God is punishing us. We create our own guilt. We create our own happiness, and we create our own guilt based on what we've experienced in life, based on what we believe. You know, we all have a belief system.
We're told to believe.
Right. We're conditioned to believe a certain way. And the more I step away from that, which I've stepped very far away from, the happier I've been. And in Artie's world, I got to tell you, everybody, it is really, really good in Artie's world. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. I wish all of you to be in Artie's world. Every day's a Saturday. Everybody, you know, in my world, we treat people kind. We think heads up. When somebody needs help, we send help. You're there. When you could help out somebody, you help. If you can't help out somebody and you try to help out somebody and you don't have all the full resources to help them out, then if you're hurting yourself trying to hurt somebody else, then you shouldn't be helping out that person, because then it's not that blessing that you think. Because what good is it when you're trying to help somebody else's ship while in the process you're sinking yours, or trying to help somebody else's? That's not the benefit. That's not how it's supposed to be. You always have to take care of yourself before you help somebody else. And even when you're on the airlines, they always say, when the mask drops, put it over your face first and then put it over your child or whoever right next to you if they can't, because you have to take care of yourself. But stick around, everybody, because we're up for another commercial break. And Sky and I, we're going to read for you and talk to you right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.